This is GRI News. I'm Paul James. China's central authorities issuing a pledge to deal with back wages for migrant workers. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has made the promise at a meeting of the State Council. Authorities promising inspection tours while at the same time promising that local officials will be held accountable for not cracking down on companies which don't pay their employees. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi telling U.S. President Donald Trump's national security advisor that China hopes to work with the United States to manage and control disputes. Yang Jiechi has told Michael Flynn that both countries continue to maintain the potential for cooperation. For his part, Flynn says the Trump administration is committed to strong bilateral relations. Two have also reportedly discussed issues of regional concern. French authorities have identified the man who allegedly attempted to carry out a terrorist attack at the Louvre as an Egyptian who had been living in the UAE. The 29-year-old was shot and seriously wounded by security forces while brandishing a machete outside the Fame Paris Museum on Friday. Prosecutors in Paris say they're now trying to work on a possible motive as well as whether the suspect acted alone or had guidance. French authorities say the country's intelligence services are not familiar with the suspect. He reportedly arrived in Paris from Dubai on a one-month tourist visa. European leaders have punched out a new agreement to try to stem the flow of migrants through the central Mediterranean. The deal's been finalized as part of a summit in Malta. EU leaders have agreed on a package of measures that will help the European Union better manage immigration flows out of northern Africa. Under the agreement, priorities will be given to training and support for the Libyan Coast Guard. 200 million euros being set aside to deal with migration-related projects connected to Libya. Since the ouster of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, Libya has become a major transit point for people hoping to migrate to Europe. Italy's island of Lampedusa to the west of Malta, only around 120 kilometers off the northern African coast. French President François Hollande calling on European leaders to reject any pressure from the new U.S. administration when it comes to defense or their ties with Russia. Hollande making the suggestion during an informal EU summit in Malta. Outgoing French president says Europe should continue with a defense strategy built around the framework of NATO. Hollande's comments come amid suggestions by the Trump administration that it intends to distance itself from the alliance. U.S. President Donald Trump ordering a review of banking regulations introduced after the 2008 financial crisis. Trump pledging during his campaign to replace Dodd-Frank. This is the legislation which was passed under the Obama administration to increase capital requirements for banks and also limit their ability to invest their clients' money. Under the new executive order, a 180-day delay has been put into effect on the so-called fiduciary rule for brokers offering retirement services. This rule requiring brokers to act as fiduciaries or in their clients' best interests when advising them about retirement plans. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other trade groups hoping to have the fiduciary rule rescinded are over the courts. Now we're hearing cases both for and against it. The Iranian government says it plans to put in reciprocal sanctions on U.S. entities which are involved in missile development. This comes as a response to new U.S. sanctions connected to the Iranian government's missile program. Statement from the Iranian Foreign Ministry saying that developing missile capabilities is an international right under the United Nations. It goes on to say that Iran will exercise legal restrictions on certain U.S. individuals and companies who have a role in assisting or to helping with extremists and terror groups in the region. The U.S. has announced sanctions on entities and individuals said to be involved in Iran's ballistic missile program. This comes a day after Iran launched a ballistic missile. It's being reported Apple is planning to start manufacturing iPhones in India by the end of April. Manufacturing is said to be taking place in the Indian city of Bengaluru, which has been described as India's tech hub. This follows months of speculation about Apple's plan for India, which currently is dominated by Samsung. Apple did ship a record 2.5 million iPhones to India this past year. The U.S. dollar closing out the week up against most other major currencies on the back of a solid January jobs report. Non-farm payroll employment increasing by 227,000 through January, the largest gain in 4 months. The figure, well above market consensus of 175,000 new jobs being added. U.S. unemployment continues, though, to hover around 4.8%. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.